You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Evan Harris, co-owner of SD Equity Partners. SD Equity Partners is a family-run real estate financing company based out of beautiful San Diego, California, that focuses on loans for real estate investments. Mr. Harris, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to be here.
Well, we're honored that you took out a moment to be with us as well. So for starters, tell us, Mr. Harris, why did you choose to start a family business?
Well, you know, as a kid of a wealth advisor, my dad was a wealth builder for clients. Essentially, he took people's portfolios and grew it. I got to see firsthand with the freedoms that that my dad had, and I got to see the rewards that he received. You know, many of his clients were his personal friends. He got to build their wealth. And he got to do some pretty amazing things with his clients as his clients had more freedom. So as I was a little kid, I always thought that that might be an idea for myself. I might be using a different vehicle. He primarily utilized stocks and bonds, but then began getting a little bit disenchanted with that field as it began to change and got more on the real estate side. And that's where I headed. I headed to real estate. I felt like I had more control there, but I still wanted to build people's wealth just using a different vehicle.
And what are the benefits of going into business with your family members? Are there any negatives in that as well?
I would say yes. I would say there are some negatives potentially. What we experienced is that sometimes it was a challenge to divide time between personal and business, meaning we might have an evening together and we had babysitters for the kids, but yet we were still talking business, talking shop. And it was sometimes hard to not talk shop when that was what we did all day and not allow that to just dominate our conversation, but be able to talk about things like maybe a trip we'd want to go on, or maybe a parent that wasn't well in health, or maybe a friend that was in need, and being able to divide the time. And so we're now more purposeful, like we'll actually have date nights and they're dedicated just to things that are off work. We'll get all the work stuff done in the afternoon, and then come evening time, you know, work is complete. We're just focusing on just time together as though we don't work together.
Certainly a lot of benefits there. You're in more control. Are there any drawbacks taking this a step further or precautions that entrepreneurs should take into consideration when starting a family business like you did?
I would say yes. I mean, if they're going to start a business, first and foremost, they've got to have a passion, because there's going to be times where, at least in my experience, there's times it's really tough where everything is on, you know, on my shoulders to be able to make happen, or my wife's shoulders. And to be able to build out a team, I would say begin with the end in mind. If someone wants to just buy themselves a job, well, then start a company. But if you really want a company to contribute, become more, give more, and also have freedoms down the road, write out your business the way it would look if you had a full team. Maybe you guys are going to start out with a full team. Kudos to you if you do. But, you know, if you're just like two people in a room and that's your company, well, write out what it would look like as you grow, as you scale, and then build into that. As you can, you know, have someone answer the phone. As you can, have a CFO or at least a bookkeeper. Have people that are excellent at what they do, do it so that you can stay doing what you're excellent at doing.
Certainly some great advice right there. Today we are joined by Evan Harris, co-owner of SD Equity Partners, a family-run real estate financing company based out of San Diego, California, that focuses on loans for real estate investments here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Harris, what tools, practices, or resources would you suggest to those entrepreneurs looking to launch a business?
If they're looking to launch a business, I would first ask them, what are they looking to do? What solution are they going to solve for the people? you know, for us, our company was really formed by accident, meaning we had a kid and it changed our life. We didn't have evenings and weekends. We couldn't just flip houses like we did. We had to come up with a solution. So for us, a lot of our friends, their biggest challenge who were doing the rehab and resale, they couldn't get capital. They had a great deal on houses, but they couldn't source the money. Banks wouldn't lend. You know, back in like 06, 07, 08, a lot of issues were going down. And our company was born out of a need because we could source capital. We're paying people 12% interest. And at the time, that was really appealing. Actually, as of the time of this recording, 12% is still pretty appealing. We have plenty of capital coming in, especially when the stock market's going down. So we found a need and we filled it. So really, our customers, they created our company. We went to them and asked them, what are they looking for? What's so tough right now, and what can we provide that would enable them to be more profitable, enable their business to grow? They wrote our handbook on what it was they were looking for, and then we built it. And then we continually got feedback and asked them if what we're providing is relevant. So to any listener, I commend you for having the confidence to be able to start a business, and I would encourage you to find multiple problems that you're solving, that you're bringing value to the marketplace, and then interview. Interview people that would be your clients, could be your clients. You may find that they will become your clients if you launch your company. And then I'd also interview people that are in your space. We went and interviewed our competitors, but we came at it where we were going to be different. So we wanted to find out what they did that we weren't going to do so that we could refer them business. And to this day, some of our biggest competitors are our best referrals, because we do things differently and they do things differently than us. And we love to send business to them, and we were very thankful when they send business to us.
That's a golden nugget right there. Thanks for sharing that. Lastly, when do you know it was time to expand and grow your own business?
You know, for us, we had so many people that desired to invest with us that we really couldn't do it alone. You know, we had to have help. We had to build a company. We couldn't just do it out of a garage or a spare bedroom. And there were plenty of talented people that could join with us. And that was really how it started. It was just out of need. And we saw the opportunity there. We did go way out on a limb. I admire you if you do. But for us, like, we already saw the track record, both by us and our competitors. We saw the flow rates as far as like the business gen. And all we needed to do was just tap into that. And our overhead was lean, still is lean. So it's not like we had to hire 12 people and get a 5,000 square foot office building. We were able to expand our expenses as we expanded our income. And if any of our income were to shrink, we could be able to shrink down in our overhead as well and kind of keep that alignment going. We haven't had to shrink. We've been able to expand continually, but we can always flex and flow if we have to.
Quite impressive and very informative. We really appreciate you taking out a moment to be with us here today. Tell our listeners where they could get more information about SD Equity Partners and how they could be potentially in touch as well.
Absolutely. You're welcome to go to sdequitypartners.com. There's going to be a borrowers tab. If you rehab and resell houses, I know it's pretty much of a niche there, but click on that. If you're an investor, most of our investors are entrepreneurs. They own businesses, they're busy, and they want their money to grow passively. Right now we're paying 12%. Annualized on capital that's secured by home. If you want help, reach out. Happy to do it. Or if you have questions, feel free. Email us. We may not know it. We'll tell you if we don't know the answer, but if we do know the answer, we'll do our best to answer it.
Well, Evan, we certainly appreciate your time, continued success, and thanks once again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me on the show.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We have been speaking with Mr. Evan Harris, co-owner of SD Equity Partners, a family-run real estate financing company based out of San Diego, California, that focuses on loans for real estate investments. And for more information, simply visit sdequitypartners.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.